Shalom uvracha to all. Welcome back to the OUL Parsha app. This week's Parsha is Parshas Achrimos, and Parshas Achrimos begins in Perek Tazayin with a description of the Yom Kippur Avodah that was performed Bisman Shebeit HaMikdash HaKayim in the time when the temple stood. It is a beautiful description of the Avodah on behalf of the Kohen Gadol to effect atonement for Klal Yisrael. I always think to myself that if we were thrown back in time, halavai, Bisman Shebeit HaMikdash HaKayim, we'd probably not even recognize Yom Kippur. So different is it from the Avodah that we have today, which consists, of course, of v'nisim v'snafsho seichem, the fasting, the restrictions, not wearing leather shoes, no tashmish amita, no eating, drinking, no anointing. However, the majority of our day is spent in tefillah, in vidui. The essence of Yom Kippur's man shebeit hamikdash hayakayam was the avoda of the Kohen Gadol and what he did to effect atonement for Klal Yisrael in the Beit HaMikdash. Halavai should be rebuilt immediately in our days. So I want to speak about a beautiful, beautiful hashkafic idea from Rabbi Joseph B. Salvejig, the Rav Zatzal, something I had actually never seen before. I was preparing this year for you about the Seir LaHashem and the Seir LaAzazel. So one of the very enigmatic aspects of the Yom Kippur Avoda was these two he-goats, if you will. And the Pesukim tells Perek Tazayin Pasuk Zayin, V'laukach eshnei ha-se'irim. Okay, so the Pasuk tells us in Pasuk, hey, actually, I should tell you, in chapter 16, verse 5, U'me'es adas b'nei Yisrael, and from the assembly of the children of Israel, yikach shnei se'irei izim echatas. The Kohen Gadol takes two he-goats for a chatas offering, v'ayel echad ola, and one ayel for an ola. Okay, so now the Pasuk tells us in Pasuk Zayin, V'laukach eshnei ha-se'irim. He takes these two he-goats, v'hemir osam ofnei Hashem Pasuk, and he stands there before Hashem at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Now, what are you going to do with these two seirim? One is going to be offered in the Beit HaMikdash on the Mishkan slash. Of course, the Torah here is describing the avodah on the Mishkan, Aaron HaKohen, but this would be done in the Beit HaMikdash in future times. So one of them would be offered to Hashem, and the other is going to be sent with what is known as an Ish Iti, Ayin Tav Yod, like from the word eight, the Cholzman, the eight time, Ish Iti, to the desert, and he'll be thrown off a harsh cliff. How are you going to know which Seir? They were identical Seirim, as much as he-goats could be identical. And how would you know which one is LaHashem and which one is LaAzazel? V'nashan Aaron al shnei ha-Seirim goralos. Aaron shall place lots, L-O-T-S, a goral, upon the two Seirim. And Rashi says, I'm in Pasuch Es, ma'amid echad la-yamin ve'echad la-small. He stands one of the goats to his right and one of the goats to the left. V'nosin shtei yadav bekalpi. He puts his two hands into a lottery box. He draws a lot on the right hand, he draws a lot on the left hand. So he has one goat on the right, one goat on the left. He puts his right hand in the box, he puts his left hand in the lottery box, he takes out the papers. The one that says Seir LaHashem is LaHashem, and the one that says Seir LaAzazel is sent off to Azazel. So that's how he's going to know. And Rashi, by the way, is quoting here from Maseches Yuma. Goral Achad LaHashem, going back to the Pasuk, one lottery will designate the Seir for Hashem, the Goral Achad LaAzazel, and one lottery will designate the Seir to Azazel, the Hikriv Aranes Seir Asher Allah Allah Goral LaHashem, Vasau Chatos, and the Higo that is designated that he got the lottery that says you are for Hashem, he becomes a Chatos offering, which is known as a sin offering, Vahasair Asher Allah Allah Goral LaAzazel, and the one that says you're going to Azazel, Yamar Chaylef Ne Hashem, he stands alive before Hashem, the chaper alav, to atone upon it, la shalech also la azazel, hamidbarah, they send it to this harsh cliff, azazel, to the midbar, and Rashi says, yamar chai, kemo yu amar chai, he shall be made to stand alive. In other words, the he-goat shall be standing there alive, and then Aaron is going to put the sins, so to speak, upon the head of the he-goat, that's what Rashi says, the chaper alav, sheyisvada alav, he should confess over this he-goat, and then it will be sent away. I'm skipping the psukim to the relevant psukim about this he-goat. I skipped ahead to Pasuchof. So he finishes a section of his avoda. V'chila michaper sakodesh v'esolamoy v'esmezbech. I'm now in verse 20, chapter 16, perek tazayin pasuchaf. He finished atoning for the sanctuary and the tent of meeting and the altar. V'hikri v'esaseir achayit. Oh, remember this hego that has been made to stand alive before Hashem. He brings this seir kos. V'samach aron eshtei yadav al rosh haseir. Aron leans his two hands upon the head of this hego hachay, the live one. V'hisvada olav. He does a vidui, a confession. Es ka avonos b'nei Yisrael. all the sins of the children of Israel, Ves called Pesheim, and all of their iniquity, the Chachatosim, for all of their sins, Venasan Osam al Rosh Hashir. He places the sins of the children of Israel on top of the head of this he goat, Veshilach Biad Ish Iti Hamidbara. He sends the he-goat in the hands of an ish-iti to the desert. What is an ish-iti? So first I'll tell you what Targum Unkel says. Targum Unkel says, V'yishalach biyad givar dizimin l'mahach l'midbar. He sends it in the hands of a man who is prepared. Mizuman, dizimin, dalid zayin mem yud nun. So Targum Unkel says this is a man who is prepared for this task. Rashi says, very short comment, Ish iti, who is this person who's going to take the seir to the midbar, throw him off the cliff to Azazel? Hamuchan nechach, hamuchan lakach, one who is prepared for this miyom esma from the preceding day. So what does that mean? So I'll tell you what the Art School footnote explains. And again, Rashi's quoting the Maseches Yuma. The term iti, timely, it's from the word eight, time, ayin tav, means that he has been told to be ready for a particular time. He was told the day before Yom Kippur to be ready to perform the task on Yom Kippur. That's according to the Gur Aryeh. Alternatively, according to the Maskil of David, eight, or ace time, can denote a full day. E.T. implies a person who has undergone a process of preparation which takes a full day. Well, this person, like Unka says, like Rashi says, like we have explained, is prepared for this task. And what is he going to do? V'nasha ha-se'ir alav eskovano samal eretz gezeira. I'm in Pasuk of Beis. And this ego will carry upon itself all of the iniquities of the children of Israel, al eretz gezeira, to a harsh, to a cut land, v'shilach es-se'ir b'midbar. And they cast away the he-goat into the desert. And as he is falling down the cliff, the he-goat is going to die, taking the sins of the children of Israel along with him. Again, as I mentioned in the beginning of this year, to me personally, I don't know, certainly not to the Gedolei Hador, but to me personally, a regular person, it's very difficult to relate to the Avoda of Yom Kippur, Bizman Shebet HaMikdash HaYakayam. It's so foreign, Rachman Alatzlan, Mipnecha, Ta'inu, Galinu, Me'artzenu, V'nisrachachnu, Me'alad Masenu. It's so foreign to us. It's very difficult for us to relate, or difficult for me, I should say, to relate to this idea of the Voda of Yom Kippur. But we know that Bezman Shebet HaMikdash HaYakayim, and certainly the Mishkan, and this is how it's supposed to be. And today we have a reminder. We read the Seder of the Yom Kippur of Voda, of course, in our Tfilat Musaf, but it's only a reminder of what it should be, and it's a reminder of what we are missing. I want to quote Rabbi Joseph Bisa Avechuk, who has a very, very powerful insight into the Seir La'Azazel, and specifically Biyad Ish Iti. So the Rav Zatzal says as follows, and he translates Biyad Ish Iti as a designated person. When the Jew on Yom Kippur, says the Rav, sought to symbolize the contrast between the temporality of the moment and time as a living, creative stream. So how do we view time? We're going to read the Rav and learn it together with interpretation and explanation. How do we read time? How do we read time? No. How do we understand time? How do we relate to time? On the one hand, time represents the temporality of the moment. It's fleeting. Hazman katzar v'mlacham merubad. The time is so short. It's here today and gone the next second. On the other hand, time is a living, creative stream. Time is not temporal. Time is eternal. Which one is it? And we must also contemplate, says the Rav, and we must also realize the symbolism of the consequences of each. What are the consequences of considering the temporality of the moment, or as relating to time as one living creative stream? This is symbolized in two sacrifices, Seir La Hashem and Seir La Azazel. There were two distinctions between the two goats, says the Rav. The Seir La Hashem was under the auspices of the Kohen Gadol, who is a symbol of tradition and eternity, of qualitative time. The Kohen Gadol represents eternity. How so? Not because Aaron was eternity. Aaron was not eternity. He died on Rosh Chodesh Av, in the 40th year of the desert wanderings. We know that from the end of Bamidbar. However, the institution of the Kohuna Gedola is eternal. Even today, even in the absence of the Beit HaMikdash, we still have Kohanim, we have Birka Kohanim, there are special alechos that apply to the Kohanim. So the Kohen Gadol and the Seir La Hashem represents a symbol of tradition and eternity, of qualitative time, i.e. time has quality. Let's forget about quantity for a minute, but let's look at the quality of time. And this seer was confined to the Azara, the symbol of Kedushas HaMakom, the holiness of the place, place consciousness. It stayed within the sanctuary. It stayed in the place where God's presence is most keenly felt in the whole world. On the other hand, the Seir La'Azazel was under the supervision of an Ish Iti, which the Rav says can be understood as a man of the moment. This is a symbol of temporality and quantitative time. In other words, this viewpoint is time is very limited. We look at the quantity of time as opposed to the quality of time. It was confined to no place. It was welcome to none. They could not be more diametrically opposed, not only the destination and the end of these two Se'irim, but also the Hashkafic lesson that we learn from them. One represents tradition, eternity, the quality of time, and that is the Se'ir La Hashem, that is dedicating ourselves to God and understanding that time is so qualitative. It's a frightening thought in today's day and age, when we live in such a harried world, but yet it's more easier than ever to waste our time. And this Se'ir La Hashem stayed in the Azara. It did not leave the confines, the parameters, the space of the Holy of the Beit HaMikdash. It was under the auspices of the Kohen Gadol because it represents that time is eternal. Time is not fleeting. A second is fleeting. A moment is fleeting. A minute is fleeting. A week is fleeting. But time is the Netzach Netzachim when we fulfill it with Torah and Mitzvot, with Chesed, with Limud Torah, with Tzedakah, with Tefillah. Being involved in Tzarchei Tzibur, we make time eternal. On the other hand, the Se'ir La'Azazel was under the supervision of an Ishiti. He is only a man of the moment. He symbolizes temporality, quantitative time. Time is about quantity and nothing else. It was confined to no place and welcome to no one. Place and time went hand in hand. Place, Makom Mikdash, harsh cliff in the desert. Qualitative time, quantitative time, respectively. And what did this Ishiti, a temporal man, do to sustain himself while following this homeless scapegoat? He stopped at 10 booths that were set up on the way from Jerusalem to the cliff. Fascinating, the Gemara tells us that there were 10 booths set up along the way from the place where he took the Se'ir La'Azazel to the cliff where he was going to throw him off. And what was in each booth? In each booth was water and food. In case the man, it's Yom Kippur, needed water and food to fulfill his mission, he could have it. We offered him at 10 booths. Says the Rav, time, unconscious man. Man who is not conscious of the gift of time wanders from one resting place to another, seeking sustenance only for the moment. The Ishiti represents time, unconscious man. Man who recognizes that time is fleeting, not eternal, temporal, and only about quantity. Whereas the Torah outlook, this Se'ir La'Hashem, represents that time is holy, time is eternal. Time is Olam Haba. Time is about quality, not quantity. And this Ishit, he stopped at 10 booths that were set up on the way from Jerusalem to the cliff. In each booth, there was water and food, because this is the time unconscious man. And he wanders from one resting place to another, seeking sustenance only for the moment. He has neither place consciousness, he is not in the Mikdash, nor time consciousness. He is an Ishit, he's a man of the moment. In society in which we live, people live for the moment. And I'm not talking about Torah Yidden, who should have the hashkafa of we live for eternity. And Kaish is the Netzach Netzachim. In the world in which we live, it's all about enjoying the moment, living in the moment, being in the moment. Now, of course, we should be present in the moment. But we have to know that there's so much more than the moment that is fleeting. And that is the eternity of time. Only the Se'ir La'Hashem, who had both place consciousness and time consciousness, was a fitting consecration to God. The other, the Se'ir La'Azazel, and the Ishiti became a nomad with no past, no present, and no future. Ishiti, whatever I can accomplish in the moment, it's the end all and the be all. Whereas the Yid, the Jew, says what I can accomplish in the moment is a means to reach the end, which is the eternity of time. He has no other fate, the Ishiti and the Se'ir La'Azazel, but the wastelands. And contrast that, of course, to the Se'ir La'Hashem, which represents Kihu Chayecha, the Orech Yamecha, the Kosh Baruch Hu and Torah are our life and the length of our days. And we have to choose today, and it's not easy in the society in which we live. It's something we all struggle with. We can either view time as solely quantity or as quantity to bring quality to our lives, to our homes, to our families, to Knesset Israel. It's a very beautiful, I think, very moving, big muster for me, and a very moving and practical Hashkafic application and understanding of these two enigmatic Se'irim. Halavai, we should be zocha to the time when the Beit HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and we will merit to see the Avodah Yom Kippurim in all its glory once again. Thank you so much to all. Kol Tov, have a wonderful day, and Be'ezrat Hashem, Shabbat Shalom.